Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Fred Valentine. Batting second. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Batting third. The third baseman, Ken McMullen. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Frank Howard. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Don Locke. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ken Hamlin. Batting seventh. The catcher, Doug Camilli. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Joe Cunningham. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pete Rickard. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Pete Rickard. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Dick McAuliffe. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mickey Lolick. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Mickey Lolick. And now, play ball. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine strikes out. One out. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a pop-up towards third. Wirt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wirt. The throw from Camilli and he is safe. Wirt steals second. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump strikes out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Wirt trying to get to home. Valentine throws the ball into Camilli who tags Wirt who's trying to score from second, for the out. Cash moves to second. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline takes first base on ball four. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, Tigers. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan takes first base on ball four. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a line drive into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Tigers. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke strikes out. One out. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Stanley. Hamlin reaches second base with a double. Doug Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli strikes out. Two outs. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham hits a pop-up towards short. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Senators 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a fly ball into center field. Locke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick is called out on strikes. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wirt takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-1 in the game. Lump hits a fly ball into center field. Locke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Pete Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard strikes out. One out. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-1 in the game. Valentine hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-1 in the game. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Senators 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cash strikes out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kaline strikes out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Horton is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0-for-1 in the game. McMullen is called out on strikes. One out. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Howard strikes out. Two outs. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 0-for-1 in the game. Locke takes first base on ball 4. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hamlin hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Senators 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Freehan strikes out. Camilli drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Freehan out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. McAuliffe strikes out. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-1 in the game. Stanley hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Doug Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli is 0 for 1 in the game. Camilli hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0 for 1 in the game. Cunningham strikes out. Two outs. Pete Rickert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickert is 0 for 1 in the game. Rickert strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Senators 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick is 0 for 1 in the game. Lolick hits a fly ball towards right. Valentine settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Valentine. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Camilli for a passed ball. Lolick moves to second. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wirt strikes out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 2 in the game. Lump hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lolick scores. Lump moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4 to 1, Tigers. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cunningham scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cash for the out. Lump moves to third. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 2 in the game. Valentine hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0 for 2 in the game. Brinkman hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-3, Tigers. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0 for 2 in the game. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Locke hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Senators 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Horton hits a pop-up towards short. Brinkman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Freehan is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 2 in the game. McAuliffe strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hamlin hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Lump reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli is 0 for 2 in the game. Camilli strikes out. Two outs. John Orsino pinch hits for Joe Cunningham. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Senators 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Dignan now playing first base. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 2 in the game. Stanley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hamlin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick is 0 for 2 in the game. Lolick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rickard fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wirt hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Tigers. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lump takes first base on ball 4. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cash hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Bob Savarin pinch hits for Pete Rickard. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Stanley who is chasing the ball. Savarin reaches third base with a triple. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Valentine hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Senators, 5, Tigers, 5. Larry Sherry now pitching. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0 for 3 in the game. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Howard takes first base on ball 4. Willie Kirkland pinch runs for Frank Howard. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Locke takes first base on ball 4. Kirkland moves to second. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherry fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Sherry. Kirkland moves to third. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Hamlin hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Kirkland now playing left field. Ron Klein now pitching. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kaline hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-5, Tigers. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Horton takes first base on ball 4. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Freehan hits a line drive into left field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Lines now pitching. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-3 in the game. McAuliffe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Horton moves to second. Gates Brown pinch hits for Mickey Stanley. Casey Cox now pitching. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Horton scores. McAuliffe moves to third. It's 7-5, Tigers. Don Demeter pinch hits for Larry Sherry. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hamlin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Senators 5. The Senators will come to bat. Don Demeter now playing center field. Terry Fox now pitching. Mike Brumley pinch hits for Doug Camilli. Mike Brumley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brumley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brumley for the out. One out. Dignan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nan hits a fly ball into center field. Demeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Chance pinch hits for Casey Cox. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 7, and Washington Senators, 5. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.